pictures of their dying son. We're talking about the Travoltas. And CNN's Randy Kaye has more on the investigation into an alleged extortion plot targeting John Travolta.
Callous and cold-hearted, but police in the Bahamas say it's true. Bahamian police tell CNN they are investigating an attempt to extort money, possibly millions of dollars, from John Travolta and his wife, Kelly Preston, as they mourned their teenage son. Police would not confirm details of the alleged extortion plot. 16-year-old Jet Travolta died suddenly January 2nd while on vacation with his family in the Bahamas. He had a fatal seizure and struck his head on the bathtub. He'd suffered from seizures for years. Medication didn't help. The Bahamian Assistant Police Commissioner tells CNN they have two people in custody who are assisting them with the investigation. A source close to the investigation says the two are considered suspects.
And a senior police official told reporters those in jail include a Bahamian senator and ambulance driver Tarino Lightborn. Lightborn shared Jet's final moments with the tabloids, including personal details about how John Travolta was crying and praying as he fought to save his son's life. He said Travolta performed CPR on his son and cradled him in his arms after he died.
Travolta's friend, former Bahamian Minister of Tourism Obi Wilcomb, was reportedly also at the police station to help authorities determine what to charge the suspects with. After Jet's death, Wilcomb told CNN he escorted Travolta to the morgue.
And his words were, "That is my son." And then he asked for some moments, he and his wife, to spend with Jet. And they stayed in the morgue for several hours.
It can be hard to prove because usually what we're talking about are words. Words that are just uttered verbally. There may be different witnesses conflicting as to what those words were.
The actor's lawyers did not return calls, but reportedly told a Bahamian newspaper, "Regrettably, in a time of such terrible grief, there are often a few individuals who attempt to make false claims in hopes of making millions of dollars. We will never let that happen." Randy Kaye, CNN, New York.